Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com. Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to heritageradionetwork.org.
Listening to Let's Eat In on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Kathy Irway. This is Heritage Radio Network. We're here at Roberta's. It's a really nice, mild Monday in Brooklyn. And we're talking about one aspect of the food chain that I think is a little underexplored when talking about food systems and good food. And, you know, we talk a lot about agriculture, small farmers and chefs and restaurants. And cooking at home, I talk a lot about that. But what about great food retailers? The folks who curate selections, whether it's at a farm stand or a market like that, or a wonderful shop. So we have these great people who have a shop called Dépanneur in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg. And they're joining us today. It's Nicolina Mevros and Celia Churcher. Thanks so much for being here.
Pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
So, Dépanneur, tell me about that name, because I love saying French very ridiculously, but no, it's a wonderful sounding name. Dépanneur. Well,
when we were opening the shop, we were just kind of brainstorming. We had no idea what to call it. It was like just a drunken brainstorming night. And, well, there's four partners.
I do that all the time. I sputter out French when I'm drunk.
So there's four partners, and two of them are Canadian. They're not French-Canadian. One's from Nova Scotia, one's from Toronto. But the Dépanneur came up, and that's actually a Montreal bodega, basically what they call their corner stores in Quebec. So it means it's just like kind of a low-end deli convenience store, and it's a colloquial term that it means to get out of a bind. So like if you're in a bind, you can go to this corner store, and that's what Dépanneur means.
Oh, so perfect. So, and it sounds so sophisticated for a low-end place. Well, you just instantly made it.
It's funny. At first, we kind of had this silly idea, which we never did, but that we would sell like low end, medium, and high end, and have them on like a low shelf, a medium shelf, and a high shelf. So like that never really happened.
No. That was a proper drunken ideas that never quite eventuated.
Speaking of which, we're chomping on shiito peppers for reasons
delicious.
I can't really explain.
Really
they're surprisingly sweet. Mm-hmm. I think that Dépanneur is a great addition to the retail food scene, because not only does it have all these great, wonderful local products, like these cookies you brought me from, Whimsy and Spice.
Whimsy and Spice, good.
With Massaman curry and peanut butter sandwich between them. Mm-hmm. But you guys actually have a lot of fresh produce, too, which is very exciting. And they're from local farms, such as Finger Lakes mm-hmm. Farms.
Yep.
And great cheeses. Wow, what else? Yep. Beer.
Our sandwiches have gotten really popular. And
that's right.
We're so lucky we get to use this great produce in the sandwiches, and we sell a lot of a lot of like Brooklyn products. And one of actually the new sandwiches we just started doing is with a Brooklyn cured pastrami.
I love Scott Brooklyn.
Oh, yes.
Good. And
tin mustard.
The tin mustard from Brooklyn. It's like a whole grain creamy mustard, kind of like pops in your mouth like caviar.
Yes,
it's such a nice texture to it. And then we pickle our own shallots, and that's on there. Mm-hmm. And it's on like a rye Pullman. So it's just we have like about 12 sandwiches, and we do specials, and we just try to change it up and keep it.
I just love it. You sandwich the whole like local Brooklyn food smorgasburg or whatever into a sandwich. Can you add shiito peppers next time?
Yeah, please.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding. So Nicolina was saying a little bit before the program that some regulars come in for, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, chatting the whole way through. And I think that's just like the epitome of the local bodega experience. Yeah. Or the best, whatever, you know, the best example of which.
Yeah.
And is that what you set out to do, sort of? Just kind
of
serve?
We just try to do the best of the best quality products of everything we can do, from coffee to cheese to sandwiches to the grocery. And Celia does the best. Celia's our master barista. We use our Intelligentsia beans, which we're really happy with, and you do really nice.
So you're the barista?
Barista. Yeah. I'm only out there a couple of days a week now, but but all our ladies there are pretty wonderful baristas. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
so it's
that's
like
kind
everything
of
you basically need. You can get your groceries.
It is. Well, it's a convenience store,
right,
you know?
Get your yogurt and stuff and beer for dinner and a sandwich to go.
Cured meats.
You know, I have to say that when I started my not eating out venture, I didn't have places like this in my neighborhood. It was actually 2006, and I don't think there really were a whole lot of places like that existed that were, you know, like there were bodegas and then there were supermarkets.
Yeah.
It was kind of grim. And if there were places like that, and I tried to distinguish between food that's already prepared, and I was like, okay, I can't do that, but I can buy groceries. I don't know. There was some fine, like, gray area. But I really wish, I think that places like that are all the more reason to get in, to really appreciate food and cooking with it. And you can talk to the shopkeepers about it, which is so, so valuable. And I think everyone should try it out now.
And you just reminded me when you were talking about your eating in blog. Mm-hmm. Now you can really have like a full-on protein we provide, which is a once-a-week FSA from Gabe the Fish Babe. So we have a fish sign up, and it's so amazing. And it comes from Narragans at Rhode Island. And she actually sells fish to you guys here at Roberta's.
Mm.
And everyone's been really happy with it. We got Fluke last week. We've gotten...
So this is like a fish CSA?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, did you say FSA?
Oh, sorry.
You did.
I was thinking work? Fish.
I was like, fish supported agriculture.
So I had my Fluke last night and clams, and super fresh, and it comes vacuum sealed, and the customers pick it up every Sunday. For now, we're doing it once a week. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's nothing, you know, there's nothing in the neighborhood like it. So
no, is Zeppinger the only pickup location for this FSA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love stuff like that. There's so many individual CSAs spotting up here and there.
Yeah.
And, you know, meat CSA is just, you know, individually, separately. I was part of a fruit CSA once, and... Yeah, so fish CSA, I'm totally going to join that. Is it too late?
No, you can actually sign up online on GabeTheFishBabe.com, or you can come into the store and just pay through it at the store.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So what did you do with your Fluke?
I just did really simple. I just did it in the oven with some olive oil and lemon, and really simple. And then like we have some fresh green beans from the Finger Lakes Farms, and I just did a... heirloom cherry tomato bean salad with it, and ceviche. Oh, it's so good!
Yeah,
ceviche
is good. Did you pack it into like aluminum pouch to put in the oven, or
I did actually.
Cool. I mean, you can't go wrong with all the produce right now. Green beans and tomatoes. It sounds perfect.
Yeah, it was so nice. I mean, all that garlic too. We got in. You could really tell the difference.
Fluke is a nice fish. Next time, try it with shiito peppers.
Yeah. Oh, if I had a grill at my house, that'd be so
as you
good.
Go for another one.
I know. They're really good. So I'm sorry. Where were you before? Opening up your own shop.
Well, I was, I have a background in cheese. I was at Murray's and Bedford Cheese Shop prior to opening the shop. So
the boot camp of local foodism. Everyone starts at Murray's Cheese. Get that.
Did my time. My experience was with cheese. So we do have a small cheese selection, mainly a lot from Vermont, and then the cheeses that we do on our sandwiches. We just try to keep it small so we can really maintain the quality. So yeah, we're going to be actually launching some new cheeses in the fall. I think people will start thinking about cheese more when it's not like 100 degrees. And
right, that's true. Cheese is a very fall time appropriate food. Yeah. And is there different seasons too for different, I guess each individual cheese and dairy farm has different seasons that make better conditions for certain cheeses that they make?
Yeah, there is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll be starting to get like the nice Vermont goat cheeses again.
Okay.
Like when they, in this, that's like springtime. So there's lots of, different.
What's a sandwich that you're working on at the shop that will be maybe making use of some new products?
Let's see.
The pastrami one's only about a couple of days old. So.
Yeah. Oh, the Brooklyn Cured pastrami.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we have that our classic number four, which is the crowd pleaser.
What's number four?
That's our famous turkey, manchego, pepper juice, harissa mayo.
Pepper juice.
Yeah.
What is that?
The little sweet picante peppers from South Africa. Yeah.
Oh, yum. Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
That does sound good.
But we had one.
As far as seasonal stuff, it's pretty, we just do the specials every day, and usually that's every couple of days with whatever we get in from Finger Lakes or Sata.
That must be fun. So you start out with what's in the store, what makes a good sandwich, and go from there.
Yeah, exactly.
Very organic. And are you a chef, either of you, in the background?
I did a summer interning in a kitchen, but yeah, that's, I learned a lot.
Did you like that experience?
It was awesome. They taught me so much. I learned so much, but it's just, that wasn't the lifestyle I wanted. But
a shopkeeper sounds, you were telling me before that you're there like constantly.
Yeah, I mean, we're open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., so, things come up, fridges break, stuff happens 7 days a week, but yeah.
Do you guys live in the neighborhood too?
Yeah, we're both in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Convenient. So tell me about this event you have coming up soon, or soonish.
The party, our first party.
Yeah, it's been 2 years. It's been 2 years. It's our first party. Finally having one.
Is it an anniversary party or just a...
It's kind of like a fall. I think I just want to like launch some new fall products and have some of the local vendors that distribute to us in the neighborhood. Like Royal Rose Syrups, they're going to stop by.
Okay.
See, who else is going to come by? Oh, Glenn from Food Matters again. We get a lot of our cheese from those guys, and we love them. And he's going to do some cheese tastings. And Allie from across the street at BOE, the Brooklyn, she does all like Long Island wines. She's going to stop by with some sampling wines. So it should just be like a nice neighborhood.
That sounds great. And you could just walk in. It's open to the public. Taste
some cheese, new cheeses, meats, new products, sampling, and just hang out with us. Maybe we'll have some silly things going on.
Some silliness. Yeah. Sure.
It sounds like pretty much like an average day at the shop, though. Kind of. It sounds like people are coming in and out and mingling and getting the little bit of tidbits of food information as they come in.
Yeah, exactly.
What is what's one of your favorite products to just munch on from the inventory? steal from yourself.
Oh, we just got these goat caramels in from Big Picture Farms. Oof.
I've seen those before.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And the blueberries are really good. Right
the blueberries are, I think they're just coming to an end.
Yeah.
But
blueberries from the Finger Lakes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought blueberries were over. Yeah, but I guess they're very north.
I guess this is the last.
I tried to get some this morning.
No. Oh, so I had my last of my blueberries on
There's
Saturday.
About five left, if you want to try.
They're still really good, though.
Make a beeline for the five blueberries at Dippin' Dots. Just saying. And it's funny because right now we're in that like beautiful harvest season where you're starting to get apples from upstate, too.
Yeah.
And the last of the blueberries, tomatoes
are really good.
Tomatoes are beautiful. We had the little cherry heirloom potatoes. Tomatoes.
And potatoes.
Beautiful. And potatoes. Exactly.
I'm getting hungry.
I sauteed up some kale, too, that I got from the store.
All that green leafy
stuff. I thought the kale was difficult to really harvest in, like, the middle of the hot summer. It, like, prefers cold. but probably up north, maybe it's
yeah.
It fares much better.
Dinosaur, the Jacinto kale, has been pretty good.
Have you done any farming yourselves or gone to visit some of these places that are growing such wonderful good stuff?
I've done a little bit of like the cheese rounds, but I haven't been to any of the produce farms yet. That would be a fun one.
It's actually hard to visit some because it's like they don't have like visitors hours and stuff like that.
The cheese farms are really, they have a lot of tours because people like to go visit the goats, you know.
Pet the goats.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a zoo. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. And when is the party again? September?
September 21st in this shop on the corner of North 3rd and White Avenue in Williamsburg.
Yeah, that's important to know.
8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I can't wait. Well, good luck planning that. Meantime, we're going to have a quick little musical interlude, and we'll be right back with some more questions on how to eat in with the ladies from Dépanneur.
Healthy snacking, eating our veggies, and supporting local. Check out Brad's Raw Chips, a local producer that created irresistible chips after their namesake's successful weight loss with a raw lifestyle. Their chips are gluten-free, nutrient-packed, and so good that you'll think you're indulging. For more information, visit bradsrawchips.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org is the most trusted media outlet for real, quality conversations about food. That experience will come to life at our first annual members-only fundraiser party on September 9th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Enjoy the best food in the world from talent including Michael Anthony, award-winning chef from Gramercy Tavern, Brooks Headley, award-winning pastry chef from Del Posto, Shauna Pacifico at Back 40 West, sustainable seafood from Sea to Table, and much more, including drinks made by Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues, craft beer from Greenpoint Harbor Brewery, wine from Cane Vineyard and Winery in the Napa Valley, and plenty more. Radio is back, and this will be a special, exclusive experience in the back garden of Roberta's that you don't want to miss. September 9th, 5 to 8 p.m. Buy tickets at heritageradionetwork.eventbrite.com.
All right, we're back on Let's Eat In, talking about talking about eating in, I guess, with the ladies from Dépanneur. Wonderful. Do you call it a bodega or just a food shop or
interesting
artisanal
grocery?
We
entered a bodega contest on Eater, and a lot of people were like,
got slammed for it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what is a bodega contest? So it was just like, voters can choose what their favorite bodega is.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Did you win?
I don't know who won. I think a lot of people were just saying we weren't a bodega. But, so what is a bodega?
It's a bodega.
I refer to it as a fancy bodega to all my friends in Australia. Mm-hmm. Like
bodega. Keeping it real.
Yeah.
With better food.
Exactly.
Or more real food, I guess.
Exactly.
I moved down to the cookies. Speaking of which,
Shishito peppers and
share.
Sure.
Okay.
Shishito peppers and cookies. Oh no, she can't eat it. She's allergic.
I'm allergic to peanut butter. Oh, unfortunately.
Okay, more for us. So say you're setting out to cook an amazing, impressive meal for someone special. Dépanneur is a good place to go shop for that.
I have a mouthful of cookie.
Okay.
It is we actually have a blog with a lot of recipes. Mackenzie does our blog, and she makes a lot of beautiful recipes with all things from the store. Oh. Yeah. So there's recipes on the blog with, and everything is from the shop. So
it just stuff that she personally made from stealing and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and it's primarily like local stuff, but we've also got really beautiful olive oil and all that sort of tinned tomatoes, like all our favorite sort of kitchen staples. Yeah. You know, that
nice
are
nice vinegars and so forth, salts.
Have like cayuga, wheat berries, and farro, and daisy flowers, like staples like that.
Mm-hmm. And good bread, too.
Good bread. We have Roberta's bread.
Well, it's really close by,
and
so
butter.
Makes sense.
And the butter is so good.
Oh, where's the butter from? What's your favorite butter?
We've got a few, but we just got the Roberta's one in. That's
I had no idea.
Yeah, delicious. You got to check it out. Mm-hmm. That was actually one
butter right now.
Yep.
outside this crazy container that we're sitting in. All right. I'm going to have to steal some. The theme of today's...
Yeah, the butard is so nice. It's like so... The crust is so crunchy and like airy. The butard inside. It's my favorite bread. Mm.
That is some good bread. So what would you make for the ultimate date meal? Well, if you had to be
sign up to
the
CSA.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Let's get some
come
fish.
Come in and get the fish on
Depends
Sunday.
Depends what's in season. Oh, the corn is really sweet.
Oh, the corn
right now
is beautiful.
Yeah, we've been doing just like a simple corn salad in the store with some just like cilantro.
Mm.
I think we
lime,
had some
jalapenos,
No shisito?
No shisito, no, but we're going to have to find some shisito from somewhere.
Well, I got a big bag right here. It's actually from this great farm at the Green Market. I just picked it up from Norwich Meadow. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, so you got the fish, corn salad.
The corn salad. What else?
You gotta pick up some cheese.
Okay, start out with some cheese.
Of course, you have to have cheese for dessert. Well, cheese for dessert or cheese to start?
I don't know. I thought cheese and seafood didn't mix, but I guess if you're gonna do it on separate courses, that's okay.
We have the Bailey Hazen Blue. That's after. That's like would be a final course,
and that's from
Vermont, Jasper Hill.
Jasper Hill Farms.
Is there something especially decadent about that blue cheese? It's just so intense or rich.
It is. It's sort of Stilton-esque. It's like a really nice fudgy texture, and it's not too intense. It's nice and. It's not like injected blue where it's like a naturally forming blue, so it's not too intense.
Oh, I didn't know there was injected blue cheeses.
Yeah, like Roquefort is like injected, and there's a lot of
with molds.
Yeah, and there's a lot of blues that are actually just like they hand spike it, and then in the cave it's like the bacteria is just aerated in the cave, so then it's like naturally forms in. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. I guess you have to have a really moldy cake.
Yeah.
It's very romantic, Lena. Sorry. And what about desserts? Do you guys have some baked yummies? Or would you recommend
something?
Well, we
have a lot of good chocolates. We really like fine and raw. And actually, Daniel's factory now is like right
Daniel's
here. We do the fine and raw chocolate. Of course, Mass Brothers are right up the block from us.
Mm-hmm, that's true. Is there some competition there? Do you feel like no? It's all equal opportunity.
You know, there's so much amazing food going on in our neighborhood. I think there's a little bit of space for everyone.
Do you think it's a very giving community or a sharing community that you see? Because you probably get to meet all these makers, and they're probably vying for a spot on your shelves. What is your takeaway from meeting and working with the local vendors, as opposed to, I don't know, big corporations that you might just fill out a list?
So lovely and so accommodating, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, most of them are our neighbors, so we can call them and say, "Oh my goodness, we've run out of this," and they're mm-hmm. there within hours, you know. And
right.
It's like, just yeah,
that's pretty cool.
All really, yeah.
Well, that's one plus.
Oh, it is. Definitely.
Yeah, just all good, interesting people as well. It's mm-hmm. nice to be able to actually talk to them about what they're making.
That sounds like a huge benefit of having a store with local products. What are some of the biggest challenges that you've gone through in the last 2 years of opening the store? Maybe something unforeseen, or like...
I mean, we're always growing and changing, and we just kind of have to...
What about our fridge breaking on Friday? That was fun.
That really happened.
We have a walk-in fridge that, houses a lot.
Ouch.
Of our stuff. All the milk for the coffee service, all...
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Oh, no. And all our delightful neighbors took all our produce and everything.
Really nice. Our stuff was like spread out in like 5 different restaurants.
Oh, wow.
But it all worked out. Saturday
and you got it fixed. Well, that's good. That sounds a little scary.
And just knowing, I mean, just being able to do a little bit of everything is always a challenge, you know, like making coffee, sandwiches, doing the ordering, and just being able to grow with the...
While keeping up the Joneses and everything. Yeah, so how are you looking to grow in the future?
Yeah, actually, we are going to have a website soon with you. We'll be able to purchase all of these amazing local products online.
Oh, that's terrific. So you're going to have a real...
October, November. Yeah, okay. So if you're in, anywhere in the whole country, you can... Well, country, world, I'm not sure exactly how that works.
So you're going to ship them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything, I guess, non-perishable?
We're going to start out with like the non-perishable things. I would love to be able to ship out perishable things at some point, but we're just going to start with non-perishable.
That should be really fun. So that you can, even folks who are not part of that neighborhood can kind of get a taste for it and maybe open up their own dépanneur.
It should be a great thing for the holidays. We'll have gift baskets for them, all that kind of thing. All Brooklyn things.
Congratulations. Thank that sounds you. Like a huge development.
Yeah.
So you guys have grown quite a bit in the last 2 years. How many people are on your staff now?
Probably about
20?
15, about, I was going to say about 15.
20-ish, I reckon.
That sounds like a serious grocery store, though.
Exactly. A lot going on.
Yeah.
So what do you like to do in your spare time? Are you sick of food when you leave the shop, or are you never like do
not
you love
at
to
all.
Explore?
Food is always keeping me informed on all the new places opening. She's, "Have you been here yet? Have you been here yet?" I'm like,
"That's why I'm in New York. That's why I moved here. It's to eat."
Yes, you came to the right place.
Exactly.
Well, I hope you enjoy some pizza here.
Of course. We're having it for lunch.
Excellent. So Fish CSA, that's the ultimate date meal for both of you guys. And I love the fish packet idea. It sounds perfect. Brilliant summary. And what was the dessert that we came up with?
The chocolates.
It's straight up chocolate.
And what do you think that would pair well with? Because I know you guys are experts on all sorts of wines and beers.
Well, as far as we do sell beer at the store. We can't sell wine because it's New York, but
go over to Allie and get something
delicious. Go across the street and get some Long Island wines with Allie for sure.
So there's a wine store across the street.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Allie, who's that?
Oh, at BOE.
Mm-hmm.
She has a winery at Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. It sounds like a perfect little hub to get everything you need to eat really, really well and treat yourself just like you would at a great restaurant. So thank you so much for sharing your insight. I can't wait to check out the party on the 21st and also check out your new website, which will be expanding soon. So can we look it up at dépanneur.com?
Dépanneur, BKLYN, short for Brooklyn.com.
Thank you so much for your wonderful bodega. It is really
thank you for having
a great
us.
Part of the scene. And thanks for the cookies, too, which are still stuck in my teeth. All right. Well, thanks, everyone at Heritage Radio Network. And we'll see you next week on Let's Eat In.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.